Motivated Magazine, Issue 37, Topic Resilience. Personally speaking, most people try not to think about it more than they have to, but there is no denying it. There is a lot of suffering in the world. Innocents are killed, maimed, and made homeless in cruel and unjust wars. More suffer the same in natural and man-made disasters. Cancer, AIDS, and other diseases claim millions of lives each year, often after months of years of pain. There is no end to it. Why does life have to be this way? It's the age-old question. Why does God, if there is a God, allow suffering? There is no simple, universal answer to that. There is a God, and He does allow suffering. But His reasons and purposes are nearly as numerous and varied as the sufferers themselves. One thing is certain, however. How people come through suffering or react to the suffering of others depends largely on their faith. Those who have no faith usually go down in despair. But those who have implicit faith in a just and loving God call out to Him in their time of need, tap into His infinite resources and find the grace and strength to rise above their pain and loss. Little is known about the personal suffering of Frank E. Grief, 1860-1919, but he must have been writing from experience when he penned his now famous hymn, Does Jesus Care? The pain he expresses is too real to have been mere fabrication, and only one who has been there could express the truth and hope found in the refrain so victoriously.
Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares, His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Suffering is part of life. But that wonderful faith and assurance can be yours too. Hope the activated articles will help you connect with God's love and comfort when you need Him most. Keith Phillips, for the Activated Family.